our second feature in a minute, but before then we have more news. The fate of two huge tower blocks hangs in the balance. Kitty Burge gets a heroine send-off, but we start with the story of a 10-year-old schoolgirl from Helston.
A 10-year-old girl whose family was supported by a charity when her little sister died has inspired her school to raise more than £1,000 for the cause. Each year, Firside Junior School in Helston holds a fundraising week and asks its pupils to nominate worthy charities. Last year, they raised more than £1,000 for the neonatal intensive care unit at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital after a pupil, whose mother works there, told teachers about the amazing work it does. When youngsters were asked to pick a cause this year, 10-year-old Kira Leggett wrote to head of school Rosalind Robinson to ask her to consider East Anglia's Children's Hospice, which cared for her little sister before she died. In the letter, the youngster wrote, "As you may know, in 2014 summer holidays, I lost my little sister, Ava. The doctors never really knew why, therefore there wasn't a cure. She said each, and its Quidnam Hospice, held a very special place in her family's heart, and said the charity was still supporting them now. Although it is a very special place, it is not big enough to meet the needs of all the sick children and their families," she wrote. "Therefore, each are fundraising towards building a new hospice, which they have called the Nook. The school agreed the money should be given to each, and over the fundraising week, pupils organise tabletop games, a penalty shootout, a cake sale, lucky dip nail bar, non-uniform days, and even a staff quiz. Their efforts raised £1,038 for the cause, though a few more pounds are still expected to arrive, a sum which they will present to each later this month. Each hopes to raise £10 million for its Nook appeal, a state-of-the-art facility for seriously unwell children, which will be based in Framingham Earl."
The fate of a £50 million scheme which would transform part of Norwich city centre is hanging in the balance. Last-minute changes have been made to the bid to breathe new life into two huge tower blocks in St Stephen's because council officers were on the brink of saying the scheme should be turned down. Developers who want to turn St Stephen's Towers, formerly offices for Aviva, into flats for more than 740 students were on the verge of seeing their vision dashed. Officers from Norwich City Council warned the developers that they would recommend the scheme for the flats above and behind the shops in St Stephen Street to be turned down. But developers say they now want to work with the council so the scheme can bring significant benefits to the local economy and improve the appearance of St Stephen's.
"She will be given a heroine send-off, a fitting tribute to a woman who put her heart and soul into making sure the heroes of Normandy were always remembered. Kitty Burge, 82, the social secretary of the Norwich and District Normandy Veterans Association and the widow of her beloved Reg, who landed on Gold Beach on June the 6th, 1944, died on May the 23rd following a short illness, just weeks before she planned to return to France to honour her late husband's memory. Her funeral was held at St Faith's Crematorium on June the 15th at 12:30 p.m. and she received the same military honours as her husband received when he was laid to rest in 2014. Kitty was one of five children and was evacuated from Bristol to Glastonbury during the war, later returning to Bristol to start work as a 16-year-old for an insurance company where she met her best friend Rosemary. She moved to Norfolk in the 1960s and met Reg, the love of her life, some years later.
A new cake stall is set to become the cherry on top of Norwich Market's thriving food scene. Katie's Cake Box has been sprinkling a little magic on the market with desserts and celebratory cakes on offer. The store was opened earlier this week on the city's historic market by baker's daughter, Kaylee Hitchbourne, who taught herself to make wedding cakes by watching YouTube tutorials. The sweet treats on sale include cupcakes, macarons, gingerbread boys and girls, and unicorn sugar cookies. Mum of three, Miss Hitchborn, who's 36, said, "Baking has always been a big part of my life. My dad's been a baker since he was 15, going on to have his own bakery. I worked for my dad for 10 years on the confectionery side. Then in 2011, I had my youngest daughter and wanted a way to stay at home and work around her. So I went on a quest to teach myself the wedding cake side of baking. I spent many hours watching YouTube videos on cake decorating and sugar flowers and probably got through 100 books. Miss Hitchborn will also follow in the footsteps of her granddad Ken, who had a tea stall on Norwich Market after the Second World War called The Victory.
Set in the middle of marshland in the Norfolk Broads, it is East Anglia's most remote station. So remote, in fact, that it can only be reached by train, on foot, or by boat. Now, one hardy volunteer is set to give Burnie Arm Station a little extra TLC after adopting it. Chris Palmer from Stokesby has had connections with the Burnie Arms and the surrounding area his entire life and is also a member of the East Norfolk Transport Users Association and Wherry Lines Community Rail Partnership. Upon joining Greater Anglia's Adopt a Station initiative during Volunteers Week, just a few days before from his 65th birthday, he said, "You could say I've received a rail station for my birthday. I agreed to take on the station as I have always lived in the area and have strong family connections to Burnie Arms. Years ago, my uncles shared a houseboat and used to tell me stories of how they would go eel catching."